Yippee! It's time for a listen and learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It'll be all right. You can finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay? All right. Let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper with your pencil. I'm using my Texas accent for no reason whatsoever at all, except I just wanted to. And then you're going to put your pencil down because you know we're going to color first. Looks like this is the dining room. We have a dining room in our house, and we hardly ever go in there and eat in there. We always eat in the kitchen. Do you have a dining room where you are? I wonder. So this looks really fancy, and I want us to start with the picture on the wall. It's so pretty, the picture on the wall. Let's color the sun in the corner. Let's make that yellow, of course. Really quickly, make that part yellow. And then let's color the clouds blue. How many clouds are there in this picture? One, two. Now let's count backwards. Two, one. Let's try that again. Count forward. One, two. Now count backward. Two, one. All right. And then we're going to have green grass or green hills or this green mountain. Go ahead and color it green. There's how many little squiggles are in this grass on the painting? One, two, three. Now let's count backwards. Three, two, one. Again, count forward. One, two, three. Now count backward. Three, two, one. All right. Now let's color the outside of the picture, the frame. Let's color that red. Any kind of red will work for me. What shape is this outside part of this picture frame? Yes, it's a rectangle. We could call it rectangular. We sure could. This is a nice painting on the dining room wall. I actually have a painting on my dining room wall as well. I don't go in there often, so I don't really know what it's a picture of, but I do know I have something on the wall. I like to eat in the kitchen. Okay, ready? Put down all of your crayons. And now I want you to look for this in your picture. Ready? There. Here we go. Ready? V-A-S. V-A-S. Do you see the vase? There's nothing in it. It's sitting on top of the table. Looks like it needs some flowers. We're going to color that two different colors. So find a blue crayon. Any kind of blue works for me. And find a red crayon. And color that vase two different colors. You decide how you want to do it. I'm going to put red in the middle and then blue on the top and bottom. So vase, how many sounds do you hear? I'll sound it out and you tell me how many sounds there are. V, A, S. Yes, there are three sounds. V, A, S. But guess what? There are four letters when you spell the word vase. There's a bossy E. You got it. There's a bossy E. So we have a red and blue vase. Now I want you to look for this. Ready? Cup. Cup. Yes, cup. Cup. There are a lot of cups. They're over here in this dining hutch. I don't have one, but I hear that's what it's called. It's like a shelf for all your china, which also, by the way, I don't have any fancy china dishes either. I'm just really a simple person. But anyway, see the cups on that china hutch or the china inside of the hutch? I don't know. It's fancy dishes. We're going to color the cups. Ready for this? We're going to color the cups pink. Find a pink crayon and let's color the cups pink. Just the cups. They're on the middle shelf. We're coloring them pink. They're fancy stuff. Fancy. Okay, how many cups are there on this middle shelf? One, two, three, four, five, six. Let's count them backwards. Six, five, four, three, two, one. Good job. All right, put down that pink crayon in three, One. All right, so now let's color the bowls orange. Find an orange crayon and let's color the bowls. They're on the bottom shelf. See them? How many bowls are there? One, two, three. What's the beginning sound in bowl? B, b, b. And what's the ending sound in bowl? L, you got it. All right, now do you see, put down your orange crayon. Do you see the plates at the top? They're standing up at the top. Let's color those purple. How many plates are there? One, two, three. What's the beginning sound in plate? P. There's actually a blend at the beginning of plate. Pull. So what do you think the second sound is? Pull. L. P-L is the beginning part of plate. Okay, put down your purple crayon. I want us to color the doors on the hutch, on the fancy china cabinet, brown. Find your brown crayon and color the doors brown. That's cupboard storage in here. I need more storage in my house, but I don't have a lot of stuff, so it's fine. I don't know. How many doors are on this china hutch? One, two, three, four. Practice counting backwards with me. Start at four, four, three, two, one. Cabinet, doors. What beginning sound do you hear for door? What's the beginning sound in door? D, d, d. What's the ending sound in door? R. Okay, you can put down your brown crayon. Let's look for something else. Ready? Something else to color. What about this one? K, at. K, at. Yes, cat. Do you see the cat standing next to the man? Let's color that cat black and white. So you can make it however you want. You can leave parts of it white and blank, or you can use, you just do it however you would like. Okay, cat has how many sounds? I'm going to leave the ears alone. That's how I'm going to keep my part white. How many sounds are in the word cat? Three. Cat. And can you think of a word that rhymes with cat? So many words rhyme with cat. Can you think of one? What if we change the k in cat to b, b, bat? All right, do you see the sleeping cat? Let's color that one orange. Color the sleeping cat orange. Any kind. It looks like a little kitten, doesn't it? Looks like a little kitten. All right, what if we took the ending sound in cat, the ending sound, and changed the t to a p, p, p? We wouldn't have cat, we would have cap. Cap, like a baseball cap. Or remember to put your cap on your glue stick. All right, put down your orange crayon. Let's find this one. Ready? Man. Let's give the man some brown hair. Find your brown crayon. Let's give him some brown hair. Can you sound out man for me? Tell me all the sounds in man. Good. I hope you said man. All right, let's give the man some blue pants, like he's wearing blue jeans. Any kind of blue will work for me. Blue has a blend kind of like plate, but instead of a PL for plate, this has a what? BL, blue, blue. It's like plate. It's an L blend, but it has BL instead of PL. All right, let's give the man a red shirt. Give the man a red shirt. He's gonna have red and blue, red and blue, red and blue. He's wearing red and blue, and he has some buttons on his shirt. How many buttons do you see on his shirt? I'm gonna color those red also. How many are there? Four. One, two, three, four. Four buttons on his shirt. I'm almost finished with his shirt. just making sure I fill in the collar of his shirt in his little pocket. Okay, let's give him some black shoes. You can wear his black shoes. If you don't have a black crayon, just go ahead and use your pencil. So he has on some black shoes. Okay, you can put down your black crayon. Find your brown crayon because we need to color the table. Yes, the table. Color the table brown. Some of it is cut off because this dining room is bigger than what I had room for. So you have to imagine it going further. Fit lots of people in this dining room. If I could fit you all over here, I'd have you over and we could sit in my dining room and we could eat something. That would be so much fun. We could eat something on our plate. Yes, on our plate. And then we could have some cup to drink out of. Yep, a cup to drink out of. You got it. All right, put down your brown crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, one, put down that brown crayon. Last thing we're going to do, find your red crayon and let's color the chair. Color the chair red. Chair begins a special way. It begins with a digraph. And I don't know if you've talked about that this year yet or not. But a digraph is when two different letters come together to make a brand new sound. So chair begins with C-H. And so even though C usually says K and H usually says H, when they get together, they say ch-ch-ch like a choo-choo train. Because we don't want to call it a ca-hair. We say ch-ch-chair. That's called a digraph. CH is a digraph. Okay, put down your red crayon in 3, 2, 1. Will you find your pencil? We're going to do some work at the bottom of our page. Do you see the cup? We're going to sound out cup and we're going to write all the letters in the word cup. K, k, k. Is it going to be a C or a K? It's going to be a C. So let's write the letter C for k, k, What letter sound is Yep, the letter U. And then the ending sound, k, p, p, p. Yep, the letter P. Let's check it. You should have C, U, P, cup. Okay, scoot over. I see a cat. We're going to write the word cat. K, k. Is it a C or a K? Yes, it's a C, just like cup. Write your letter C. A. Letter A. K, a. At. What letter do we need at the end? The letter T. Check it. I hope you're writing neatly. I hope you're practicing your printing. You should have C-A-T. Okay, scoot over. This is a vase. I like the polka dots. I put a bossy E already there for you. I typed it there for you. I know. You're welcome. So we're just going to write the sounds that we hear in front of the E. Ready? What's the first sound for vase? V. What's the second sound? V. A. Yep, the letter A. And what's the last sound that we can hear? V. A. S. And then we have our bossy E. I already typed it for you. So it's supposed to have V, A, S, and then the bossy E that I gave you for vase. Okay, scoot down to the sentence. I see a picture of a sun, so I know this sentence is going to be about a sun because you know what I did? I used my picture clue. I used my picture clue. All right, let's read it. You point to the words and I'll read the sentence to you. Do you see the big sun? Let's do that again. You read it with me. We need to have a question voice in our sentence when we talk because it's a question. Do you see the big sun? And my answer to that is actually no, because it's really gloomy and rainy here, so no. Boys and girls, it's a question. I asked you a question. Do you see the big sun? So at the end of the sentence, do you see that big circle with the dotted line? And it's a, right after the word sun. Will you put a question mark inside of there? I make a question mark by putting a little backwards C. I make my C backwards. then a straight line down, and then a little period at the bottom of it. That's a question sentence. Do you see the big sun? So we need to make sure we put a question mark inside that circle. Okay, look at the beginning. Look at the letter D. There's two lines under it. Will you trace those lines under the letter D? That's there because we need to start our sentence with what? Yes, we need to start our sentence with a capital D. All sentences begin with a capital letter. So scoot down to the line. We're going to write this sentence. We're not going to write too big, and we're not going to write too little. We're going to write just right. So at the very beginning, go to the very edge underneath the D on do and make a capital D. Touch the ceiling. Make a big, fat, round tummy. All right. D-O. Do. Finger space. U. It's right above so I can copy it. Y-O-U. Do you. Finger space. What's the next word? C. Copy it. S-E-E. Finger space. What's the next word? The. Copy it. T-H. E, do you see the finger space? What's next? Big, b, ig, copy it, B-I-G. Finger space, what's the last word in our sentence? Sun, copy it, S-U-N, and don't forget to put your question mark on the line. Remember, I make a backward C, straight line down, and then a period. Let's read it. Check to make sure you put a capital D. Touches the ceiling and then has a big, round, fat belly. Do you see the big sun? And I have a question mark. And my answer is no. What's your answer to this question sentence? Do you see the big sun? You might say no because you're inside. You might say yes because you're out on your patio. I don't know. All right, let's scoot down. We're going to count backwards for these ladybugs. So what's the first ladybug have? How many spots? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 spots on this ladybug. So if we were counting backwards, we would go 7 and then what? 6. Draw 6 nice big fat round spots on the next ladybug. 6 of them. 7, 6. Scoot over. Our next ladybug has how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I'm going to start at the beginning again. 7, 6, 5. Scoot over. How many do we need to put on this ladybug? 4. Nice, big, fat, round pencil counters. 4. 7, 6, 5, 4. Scoot over. How many do we need to draw? 7, 6, 5, 4. 3. Draw 3. 1, 2, 3. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. I'm going to put one on each wing. Do it with me one more time. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Keep going. What would it be? 1, 0. Blast off. But we don't have any more for ladybugs, 1 or 0. But that's okay. Boys and girls, we did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.